this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
It's amazing that we can get Mark to do that every single day, that rejoin. Just calls in, pops in a quick rejoin right on time. That's what you get when you're dealing with the best. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my friend, how are you?
Well, you know what? When it comes up in the rotation where I intro the segment where I'm going to come on, I'm driving. I'm turning around, going back and buying a lottery ticket.
I mean, it is kind of crazy. It's like we're in a different dimension at some point. It's like, how did this happen? Mark, how are things now with this Buffs team? Obviously, we've had a while to sit and chew on this with Carl Durrell gone. Now we're going to see what Mike Sanford has. It seems like he's bringing a ton of energy to this program.
Well, he really is. And, you know, I was talking with a couple of players yesterday. When it happens like this unfolded for the Buffaloes, Brady, you can feel it coming. You almost kind of expect it. The pressure continues to build and build and build. When they do make a change, it's almost like somebody let the air out of the balloon. There's a sigh of relief for everybody involved. And teams, a lot of times, respond. I mean, somebody told me yesterday that interim coaches went 4-0 last weekend, and wow. I think they've gone 6-3 since the firings first started here this season in college football. And so it's not uncommon for there to be, you know, a little relief. Everyone starts having a good time. The pressure's kind of off, and you just go out and play some football. You know, I think back to my time, there have been, I think in my 19 seasons now, this is the fourth time we've had an interim coach, and not everyone has won their first game. But I want to say, two of the three previous times the coaches have won. Brian Cabral did it one time. Mike Hankwitz did it one time. Kurt Roper did it one time, as I recall, over the years. And so it does happen. But when you watch Mike Sanford, and this we all, anybody who's been around this program knows what Mike Sanford's all about. He's a high-energy guy. He's a positive guy. That's the way he conducts himself. You know, when he was the offensive coordinator prior to Carl's dismissal, I mean, that's the way he was. So he's bringing a lot of fun to these guys. Now, can he turn it around? Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, they've got a heck of a schedule coming up. I mean, you know, Cal this weekend, you know, that's a ball game that maybe you looked at and thought, well, maybe they win that one. But, you know, once you get into November, it gets pretty serious for the Buffaloes. So we'll see what happens. But right now, it's got kind of a feel-good about it.
Yeah, and that's the tough part for Sanford because, you know, I think I was talking about this last week, Mark. Like, what are the realistic chances that he could earn the job? And unfortunately, you look at the schedule, and there's really nothing easy there. And you're going to get you're getting the worst part of the schedule. So it's kind of an unfair shake for him. So in your mind, is it realistic that Sanford could do an? I mean, again, yeah, you go win out, you're probably going to be the guy. But is it realistic that he can get a realistic shot to coach this team next season?
Well, what do we say in sports all the time? All you want is an opportunity, right? Mike Sanford's got an opportunity. I mean, he's been given the keys to the vehicle, and he's going to drive it now for the last 7 weeks of the season. So he's given an opportunity. Is it a very difficult opportunity? Sure, it's a difficult opportunity. But, you know, let's say he goes out. What if they go 4-3, you know? And what if they go 5-2? I mean, then you really got a serious candidate in your hand. If they go 5-3, if they go 3-4, and they're competitive in every single game this season. I think if you're Rick George, you've got to look at that guy and go, well, boy, he's certainly done something here. He's energized things. And the thing about it, I used to tell my interns this all the time, that, you know, when they came around to the internship being over and they had an opportunity now to interview for a job, they'd always say, you know, I'm kind of nervous about the interview. Well, don't be. You've already interviewed for it, right? Mm. You know, the last 6 months you've been here as an intern, you interviewed for this job. Mike's got a chance to do that right now. And so, you know, I like him a great deal. I wish him the best. You know, heck, if he can go 5-2 or something, heck, you know, more power to him. And then he's going to make things real tough on Rick George making a decision. So, you know, you never know. I mean, he's going to have an opportunity. And again, that's all we ask for in life.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. What is the process like? Obviously, Mike Sanford, you're going to just let that play out, see what he does. But on the back end with Rick George and company, what is that process like now? Have they hired some kind of external group that's going to start interviewing? What is that situation like right now, Mark?
Well, the number one thing I'll tell you this, being around Rick for a number of years now that I know about him, he's going to keep it very close to the vest. If you've noticed, every time he's done this, there have not been a lot of leaks out there. Now, every once in a while, you know, for example, when he had a conversation with Steve Sarkisian last time he hired a coach, You know, that got out and it came through the national media. And so what happens there then is generally there will be an agent for said coach that will leak something, you know, to a Pat Forty or, you know, Brent McMurphy or somebody like that on the national scene. They'll get that kind of thing. But internally, it's going to get very, very quiet, and I fully expect that. I do know that Rick has got some people that he trusts very much and greatly that he has got kind of helping him and advising him and giving him opinions on things and analyzing things for him, people that he really trusts inside the coaching world. And so I know he's got, you know, people in his ear, and this thing's going to get very quiet right now. But I guarantee you, knowing Rick, listen, the first time he hired a coach in Colorado, it was Mel Tucker. He did a very thorough job. Now, you can debate that. Mel, you know, is the one that took off. He didn't fail at Colorado. He jumped ship after 9 months, so that was disappointing. The second time with Carl Durrell, it came at a very odd time, and he had to rush the circumstance and you know, kind of go, 100 miles an hour trying to figure out who he's going to get very late in the process. That was a very difficult situation. This time, he's got a running start at this thing. He's going to have 2 full months of the college football season. I would be stunned if we're not finding out that there's a new coach, you know, right around December 1st, as soon as, you know, the college football regular season ends.
Mark, what names are you hearing? Obviously, you know, we talked about Matt Rhule. I mean, he was sensational in college, couldn't make it work with Carolina. I mean, how realistic is that? There's a lot of names on this list. You know, you're looking around at the usual suspects, I suppose, but now Matt Rhule's name's jumping up there.
Well, I don't know how I threw him out the last time we talked as an example of the type of coach I'd be looking for. My guess is when you look at some of the openings out there, I don't think the Wisconsin job is open. What I mean by that, they fired Paul Chryst, right? I think Coach Leonard is the guy that's going to get that, the guy they made the interim. I think that was done in order to keep him. So I don't think the Wisconsin job truly is open right now. I think they've already got that thing filled. It's just a formality at this point. Some of the other jobs you look at out there, I think Matt Rhule is going to have some options in a college game. I think he's a very good college coach. And so I don't think Colorado's going to be on his radar, per se. You know, I still think of Gary Patterson's kind of interesting. I think of Bronco Mendenhall is supremely interesting. There's a guy, and this is no inside information. This is just me kind of reading the room, okay? There's a guy who's from the West. He was at BYU, went to Virginia. He just bought a ranch the last year and a half up in Montana. He has got a podcast out, which I've had a chance to listen to some. He has talked about how he's ready to get back in. He needed a kind of a catch-your-breath moment, which he did after he resigned after last season from Virginia. He talks greatly on his podcast about, you know, having to deal with high academic, you know, situation at Virginia. So he's accustomed to that kind of thing that he deal with at Colorado. I think he's a really interesting guy. He's a Western guy, Western part of the country. That's a name that intrigues me greatly. Now, there are going to be some names out there. People have been throwing around, you know, Ryan Walters, who's the defensive coordinator at Illinois. And I'm a big fan of Ryan. I think he's an outstanding coach. I think he's an incredibly smart young man, but he's 36 years old. I still think this job needs somebody, as I like to say, it's got a little sand in their pants, right? They've been around the block a time or two. I still think that you need somebody that's been around, seen it, done it, dealt with the head coaching things, which Ryan has not at this point in time. I still think he's going to be a great coach. I'm just not sure this is the right fit for him right now. So that one's kind of interesting. There's a coach, I think it's pronounced Rainey, who is actually from the Springs area. He's from Morrison with the Bear Creek High School, who's at Old Dominion right now, who has spent a lot of time with Vanderbilt and Penn State, and now is the head coach at Old Dominion. He's doing a nice job there. That's another name that's kind of intriguing to me because he's got some head coaching experience. So, I mean, you know, at this point, we're just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. As I said, Rick's going to be awful quiet, and we're not going to hear a lot of names throughout this whole process. But, you know, there's at least three guys that are intriguing for a number of reasons.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And Mark, I know you and I are both huge fans of Tad Boyle. Last week, I was kind of putting this into perspective. I was like, think about how rough the football situation has been. But on the other side, look at the consistency that you have in Tad Boyle. And every single year, regardless of stud players moving on or what have you, every single year, whether they achieve this or not, every year we expect them to be dancing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that's what you want in a football coach right there. That's what you want in a Colorado football coach, is that kind of solid foundation that every year you know that program is going to go out game in and game out and be incredibly competitive, be in the middle of the conversation in the Pac-12, you know, be in postseason activity. Ted called me the other night and I'm like, hey, why don't you just go ahead and take the football coaching job? What do you think about that? I said, no, it's not that you've got to know everything about the game, but, you know, you organize a staff, you know how to do it. It's like, not eight. He goes, I got a headache with 15 guys on the roster. I don't need 100 guys on the roster. And I said, it would be a pay raise. You'd get more money, but I don't think he's going to do that. But, no, that's the kind of guy, Brady, you need right there. He's solid. He is. He's real. He's genuine. He's a high character guy. He wins consistently. I mean, that's what you're looking for in the football side, and let's hope that Rick George can find him.
Yeah, no question. And again, what are you expecting of this basketball team? I know we don't have a lot of time left, and we'll start breaking into this more and more, but sure. What are your thoughts, you know, just kind of throwing out there as far as what you see in this basketball team this season?
I like this team. The guys they brought in the transfer portal, I think, are really intriguing. They're older guys, right? You got one junior college player. You got two guys coming in that were upperclassmen, graduate transfers from the Ivy League. And so they've got some older leadership, even though they're new guys. They're not nearly as big as they have been, but they're much more athletic and, I think, quicker basketball team. I think K.J. Simpson is turning into a star. I think he's got a real chance. I think Lawson Lovering, the 7-footer from Cheyenne, Wyoming, is really going to show us something. He's really growing into himself now. He's those big guys, it always takes a year or two, and now going through his sophomore year, I think he's got a real. I think Tristan De Silva's a star. I mean, that guy right there, there's the anchor in your team, and he always kind of deferred, if you will, to Jabari Walker. Jabari's now in the NBA, and so Tristan's team now. And Tad has talked to him about that. And so I think you'll see more productivity out of Tristan De Silva. And so I'm kind of excited about this basketball team. We'll get our first look, by the way. We're going to do a television streaming broadcast on October 30th. They've got Nebraska coming in for an exhibition game. It's a charity exhibition game for the Marshall Fire. And we'll be doing that ball game on the 30th, so not that long. We got our first look out.
Well, I'm excited to see it. I love football. I love what we've got talking about everything here, but basketball is right around the corner, and I think we're going to have a lot of great basketball to talk about with the Buffs and brilliant, you know, Nuggets, everybody that's playing hoops in this state of Colorado. Mark, my man, appreciate you as always, and we'll see how this weekend goes for Mr. Sanford and this Buffs team.
Boy, let's hope there's some positive there, man. And this is totally selfish on my part, but as a play-by-play guy, I could use some positive.
I'm with you, man. No, I feel for you for sure. It's been a rough go, but we'll be looking forward to the call, Mark.
All right, take care.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, that would, you know, you feel for those broadcast, like Jerry Schimmel. Love Jerry Schimmel. That's a long season to broadcast bad baseball. But you get into this job because you just love it, right? You just love the sport. Like, I love the sport. I love sports. I mean, the money would always make me love it a little more. But I don't know, man. You would have to really be a baseball guy. Or you just, football's different, you know. Shorter season, get done. But can you imagine broadcasting for the Rockies every single day? Yeah, you'd make great money. But a lot of people go, well, I would do it easy. Well, could you do it? Could you constantly be a positive, thorough, put together a positive, thorough broadcast every single day for the Rockies?
It'd be tough. And we've talked to Jerry on Good Morning NOCO, and we asked him about it. You know, how do you keep going like this with this kind of team and this, you know, this organization that doesn't have a lot of success? And he kept saying, you know, it's just the dream. For him, he gets to go out to a ballpark every single day and call a game and just be in that atmosphere every single day.
Well, and Jerry especially is the one, you know, like that guy, he ain't taking anything for granted, man. He is one heck of a dude. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. I do have Blake Olson, another amazing guy, the voice of UNC football. He's going to join me at the top of the hour, and then I'll also have head coach Jay Norvell, as we do have some news coming out there with CSU. They're going to go with their third string quarterback. Giles Poole is going to be I did do a G check on that, by the way, Angel. He's going to be the starting quarterback this weekend. Well, we knew Clay was probably going to be out, so we'll talk to Coach about that. We have some news. All right, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.